assistance.
All right, Brett, be well. Welcome to
Two Dicks in a Bar.
That's right, everybody. Mike from the casino is back.
Yeah. To clear up any confusion, I was not born in a casino.
Yeah, he says that, but no one really believes it. Everyone heard that his mom was a one-armed slut. I mean, slut.
No, slut.
My bad. That's pretty funny, though. I like
that's
that.
That's kind of funny.
That's pretty good.
All right, well,
I'm sure she would have approved.
If she were not dead.
That's correct.
I'm sorry about that. if I'm gonna go ahead and say, I might as well beat you to the punch.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Listen.
So, but it's good
comedy.
To have you back. She what?
You said she liked comedy.
Oh, then she should have been here for the last episode when we talked about the world's funniest joke.
She was in spirit, I guess. If you believe in that kind of stuff. I mean, we could just go over to Star of David and fucking record there.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, the church.
No, the cemetery.
The cemetery.
The cemetery.
I was told that if you drive a Tesla through the cemetery, that you will see people walking in front, like pedestrians, but there aren't any. And I now want to do that. Because I bet that if you do see that, that the programmers had a sense of humor. And they figured out when you hit this GPS coordinate, you're in a cemetery, and let's fuck with people and have project ghosts walking across.
Cool. Would they?
Look at Google it. You can. Sorry, we don't do that here.
DuckDuckGo.
Okay, sure. But if you look it up, if you search it up online, it's like a thing. It's like a legit thing, apparently.
Well,
I saw my first Cybertruck on the road today.
Yeah, was it all rusted?
It was behind me.
Your first what?
Cybertruck.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they all got recalled.
You know, I put the $1,000
down.
Total
recall.
when it first got announced, I put the $1,000 down because I'm like, that looks kind of cool and I want it. And I am so glad I said, give me my money back, forget it. Because apparently the stainless steel rusts.
Yeah.
So it like
they
rusts
all got
that
recalled.
Much. Yeah. It's got all sorts of problems with it.
Wouldn't be an issue in South Florida's climate, would it?
No, not at all. No, rust? Down here?
Yeah, there's no water.
Oh, we got more people joining.
Have you seen the idiots that put their fingers in the trunk of the Tesla because they're thinking that it won't shut
it's,
on them? That
it's
it won't,
supposed
like,
to.
Not,
no, it's
supposed
to
not close, right?
Right.
It's supposed
yes.
to register your
you can
your
do that
finger.
Like almost any car now. If you put your hand in the window when it goes up, when the window hits your hand, it'll stop and go down.
Really?
Yes. Huh. It's a safety feature.
Well,
that
how are
is
you
required.
Supposed to get anybody out of here if they're reaching in
the Tide Pods?
No, it's a feature that's supposed to be put into cars with power windows. Mm. It's not because you don't want. Otherwise, it'll break like a baby's finger. Like if they're
well,
if a baby.
How has a baby got the arm length to reach that? Right.
Look.
But how about some idiot
okay,
comes in? He tries to grab your purse, and you're trying to put the window up, so
you
can't get the purse out.
You understand? Yeah. Well, yeah.
You
only put it up this far, and then you screwed.
Well, I agree with that. Agree with that. In certain areas, my window's only so far.
Right. So. Why do we have to put warning labels on, you know, hemorrhoid cream not to put it in your eyes? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
I don't know. I don't have any hemorrhoid cream. Do you have that problem?
Any warning that we have on any warning on a label is because somebody was stupid enough to do it.
So they had to put it on.
See, now I want to counter that with multiple people were stupid enough to do it. If it's just one person, you're not going to create a label for one fucking idiot. Right?
Maybe.
I mean, but if like 20 people did, like, all right, maybe we should address this.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I think one person.
Yeah, but 20 out of 300 million.
Well, talking of stupid people, I feel really bad that I did not introduce the rest of our guests tonight.
Yeah.
Mike was not the only one back, ladies and gentlemen.
I am not.
We have Quiet Chris over here on the side. Quiet
here.
Chris. Say nothing.
Right.
Good
nothing.
Job. Awesome.
Nothing. Say nothing so we know you're there.
We do have some outliers. Say hi, guys. Nate, Janice. Hey. And my brother Jared is in from Utah, so if he wants to say anything, maybe you'll hear this.
Hello.
There you go. That's exactly nice. What he sounds like.
Nice.
All right. So now we do a full crew tonight. Do we still want to talk about labels?
Of?
Unnecessary needs of? What's printed on them? Or do you want to move
oh,
on?
Oh, I'm Right, whatever you guys want to talk about.
Oh, that's good. I just wanted to make sure everybody else had an invite on, that everyone knew that they had an opportunity. If they want to talk, come on in. But lots of things have happened in the last couple of weeks. We missed you, Mike.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been like a month.
Because you were working, we hear.
I was working Wednesdays for some stupid reason. And then I went to Michigan to go see my brother.
So how's Lee doing?
He's well. Yeah. He's well. He's doing well. Everything, had a good time. We went to a Pink Floyd cover band concert, Echoes of Pink Floyd.
Where did they have it? Like, what kind of a venue was it?
It's a place called, I think it's called Grewal Hall. I don't know how the fuck it's pronounced. It's Grewal. Who knows that? They pronounce all sorts of weird shit there. Like, they have a town called Charlotte, but it's not Charlotte, it's Charlotte. Yeah, they're fucking weird up there.
Oh, they say tomato.
No. It's not an accent thing. That way. They just say normal things weird.
They put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Oh, that's a good one. So, what's that from?
I don't know. Somebody told it to me. Yeah.
But right. some hall that was like kind of in the middle of downtown. And it's just like a two-story venue with like, you know, no ceiling. Obviously, it's open. Not like open, like outside open. Like, you know, open, like there's no ceiling, like between floors type deal.
Between the balcony and the...
So it's a giant club would be, kind of.
Okay.
Except it didn't really have club vibes. It had a couple of, like, standalone bars on the side. At steps, there was a balcony area. We got the mezzanine seating, and we were right up against the guardrail on the side. So it's like the upstairs is kind of like a horseshoe of railing, you know, stuff like that. And it was really cool. The sound was good. They had laser lights, you know, because it was May 4th. So it was Star Wars Day, so they started off with like some Star Wars clips on the top, and had some laser lights, and did the whole, so they played some songs, did an intermission, and I told my brother, I said, man, I feel like they're going to do like Dark Side front to back. He goes, he's like, you think? I'm like, I fucking hope so. Right, because the cover of the thing, like the poster, was a Dark Side album cover, except instead of the prism, it was Death Star. You know, that's what got it. I came across his feed up there, and that's what got our attention. So he sent it to me. He goes, looks interesting. I'm like, listen, I'll come up, you know, if you want to fucking check it out. He's like, yeah, we can do that. So he goes, I'm like, dude, I feel like they're going to do Dark Side. He goes, I don't know. All of a sudden, they come back from the second intermission, and like the screen behind them, you see the black and white lions start roaring. I'm like, dude, that's fucking Wizard of Oz, bro. They're doing fucking Dark Side.
What part of Michigan is he?
Lansing.
Oh, it's closer to... the UP.
No.
No?
Wait. No, it's South Central.
So it's closer to Detroit?
Yeah, it's like an hour out. It's an hour west of Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Kind of. And a little bit north, but nothing, yeah. Okay, so...
But it's out in the boonies.
It's a city. It's like right here. Gotcha. It's the capital. Lansing's the capital of Michigan.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So they have, like, the Capitol building.
Because I have two different perspectives of Michigan. Yeah. I have Detroit, when I went and worked there for 4 months. And then I have where my wife's from, which is, like, it's basically the boonies.
Because she's over by the water here. Now,
you guys cannot see this, audience. However, they are holding up their hand and pressing on their palm.
Oh, wait, let me show everybody where I'm from.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and hold your... Oh, that one, too. Go ahead and put your thumb down. Remember, everybody, Florida is the penis of the United States. So, where are you on the penis? Are you Miami, like right down by the tip? Or are you more Pensacola, by the taint?
No, we're more like near the foreskin.
That's fine. Just remember, Texas is a shithole. If we're the penis, Texas and Alabama is the shithole.
Although, actually, you know, Texas is doing... I just saw a company that's doing something really neat, I think, in Texas.
Forward thinking in Texas?
Yeah, and...
Really?
Actually,
I'm guessing it's not with abortions.
Guns? No, it's...
or abortion?
No, it's about... Well, because they have the unregulated power grid, which caused all those problems. Mm-hmm. So
I
actually think that might have ended up being a good thing, because it's causing this company to come through and, you know, like, you put batteries on your homes for, like, solar power with batteries, and then then you have the battery backup, so when your power goes out...
I don't know the ins and outs of the solar battery workings on a house, but okay.
Well, this is the outs, not the ins.
Oh, well, right. That's better. It's the ins that have the problems.
But it's actually pretty brilliant, because what they're doing is they're trying to create a new power company. And they're doing it by basically giving people free battery backups. Not free, you pay for the install, but you don't pay for the battery and the maintenance.
And then the it goes back into the system.
And then the battery, you know, the battery charges from the system. And what the idea is, eventually, when they get enough customers with enough batteries going, then they're going to create their own power station and start powering and charging those batteries. Then they can draw from one battery and move it to another to move the power around the grid,
which is
actually really brilliant.
Yeah, that's all good and all. But the problem is, though, like, using the back and forth of the battery, the battery's not going to fucking last anything. Because our battery technology is so bad, and cyclical degradation happens so fucking quickly.
Who pays for the batteries again?
Not if the batteries are charged a certain... Not if you charge batteries a certain way. They actually last a really long time.
But we can't be in charge of that. No. I cannot be in charge of my own battery. It's just like my laptop and my phone, I just leave them plugged in all the time.
No, you're not. Why do you think Apple now on their new phone has the thing where you can set your charge limit to 80%?
I don't know. I'm not a bitch Apple motherfucker.
Oh, exactly.
I'm fine with having a whatever I have.
So like even with my car, they say you only want to charge it to 80% most of the time, and you don't really want to let it go below 20. You want to keep it between 80 and 20, and if you do that, the battery's
life.
Then all we're going to do is teach everyone that they only have to put in 80%. You know what? I'm 100% guy.
No, I was told 110% when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, that's just impossible. How is that possible? It's improbable, Coach. It just doesn't make any sense, Coach. I can't give you 110%. 100% is all my incapable.
But the real question
good day.
Is,
and I'm bleeding today.
Are they calling this company the new power generation?
Yeah.
the other thing
you have to remember,
you have to remember
that these batteries are 95 to 99% recyclable. So they just take the battery out, recycle it, refurbish it, turn it into a new battery, and put it somewhere else once the battery life is gone.
I just hear about some guy getting really upset that he just found out he had to put a new battery in his electric car and it was going to be $15,000.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So don't fuck up your battery.
Yeah,
y'all.
He didn't stay between 20 and
80%. Son of a bitch!
Well, listen, $15,000 is cheaper than a new car. Can you get a car for $15,000?
If you go to China, you can. Not that we're going to see any.
By the way, I can get a used Fiat 500e for like...
I don't know what 500e is, but...
That's the Fiat electric.
Oh, okay.
With a 80-mile range for like $580 on auction right now.
Oh, but not like a first class. Did you hear what the China EVs are like? How little they cost?
No,
well,
not only
they
that.
Got fucking ships
not only
of them
that.
Just sitting there. They
not only that.
That and that their yeah. their government's paying them to do them. Yeah. Absolutely.
Of course. China's been subsidized since the 90s, guys. Seriously?
Ever since.
Why do you think it's so cheap? Because the government literally pays them to do something. Like, here's money, figure it out. Make a business, produce something. We don't give a fuck what you produce. Produce something. And then we'll sell it to the Americans so fucking cheap. And then they'll get hooked on it. Anyways. Not only are their cars cheap, they have what I suggested. I wish I had saved the email to my brother years ago. I said, why don't they make electric cars with swappable batteries? Where you pull in, so you're on a long drive, you pull into the station, you pull up, lift the car up, drop the battery, switch it out, put a new battery in. You go,
and then they charge the battery.
Yep. That's a great idea. Also, I like China's ideas.
They have that car in China. It's fucking amazing.
See? And they also have different price points. You want a $5,000 car, you get a $5,000 EV. You want to put $10,000. They said they had everything from a $5,000 to a $100,000 fucking EV car that you could buy.
Yeah. Listen.
Call me a basic bitch, but I want a fucking car without a fucking rear view camera and all the fucking bells and whistles.
Then you're a communist and you're against capitalism.
I'm fine with it.
I'm
not going to say I'm a communist, but I'm not a capitalist.
Yeah, I'm not a capitalist.
Because
really
we're not in a capitalist system. Do you think you are?
There's a lot of
I mean, your roads, your libraries, your hospitals.
It's not pure capitalism.
It's not pure capitalism. It is absolutely not.
Thank you. But yeah, they have some pretty cool cars.
They're at least fucking affordable.
Well, why do you think Biden just raised that tariff
because
on EVs?
Because it was going to fuck us.
Because he's like, I'm doing this ahead of the game.
He's not wrong, but you know what? He should lean into these companies here and make something that's fucking affordable instead of all luxury cars with all these bells and whistles and things that track us that we don't need. Have you heard about how many insurance companies are notified by your cars how poor your driving is?
Yeah.
People are getting notifications that your rates are going up. Why? Well, because your car's ratting you out, you fuck. You
well,
can't stop at a stop sign.
I signed up for that because Why? You get a cheaper rate. If you drive
if,
okay.
If
yeah.
you drive okay.
So drive okay.
You have a tip.
Don't be an asshole. Don't be an asshole, Ed.
No, I can drive.
Don't
have to be
Ed,
an asshole, but
Ed.
Still take
what
off on the line.
What if someone cuts you off and you slam on your brakes, the car's going to register that you had to stop before.
Ed, if your car is telling the insurance that you're driving in the middle lane when you should be in the right lane,
okay,
then...
A, that doesn't happen.
Let's not get into this again. Let's not get into this.
That's
not
what they're.
Go away for six more weeks.
I know.
That's not what they're.
I know, but you can go through and you can disable that, and you can also say ignore drives. You can
yeah,
also
but by
say,
that point your insurance
driver.
Is already up another $50 to $100 of payment.
No,
how
not.
Do we know
yes,
that it's
it
even
is.
Reporting
no, you can
fucking
go
accurate
and
you information?
Want. Huh?
How do we know that it's reporting accurate information?
First of all, any of those things are voluntary. You have to voluntarily.
Yeah, but
do
they
it.
Didn't know they were signing up for it.
Who?
Yeah, they do.
No, there was a whole thing I heard about on NPR.
Who are we
they
talking
were,
about? 65?
You know why,
so,
Ed? You know why
no,
they didn't know why? Because there wasn't a warning
this?
Label.
Do you want this?
That's Ed, there
right.
wasn't a warning
they
label.
A warning label.
So they
for
didn't
that.
Know
I
what they were signing
agreement.
Up for.
So
they just clicked the box
they need
and checked yes.
Picture. They need a little picture with a person, a stick figure, with their insurance
contract.
Rate, and a big crit, and then he's pulling out his hair.
Look.
His stick figure hair. And then I will know not to sign anything on
they signed the shrink ring contract by clicking yes and accepting the terms.
And that's a problem. But they
yep.
have so
is
many
that a
things.
Problem?
It is for me. I wouldn't want my driving record thrown back to my insurance company. Hey, the fact that I haven't called in an insurance claim ever should adhere to that. The fact that I'm not in any fucking accidents, that I don't have any fucking speeding tickets, the fact that those things going on should affect my insurance rate. Not the fact that my car is gonna let them know that
so,
I take off quick on an intersection or if I stop at a stop sign and a full stop.
So
or don't.
So you want the government to control the insurance?
Why
because
would one be the opposite of the other?
Because that would be the only way that the insurance company wouldn't
no,
want to know.
No, insurance
those
has never done this before.
What do you mean it's never done this before?
It's never had your car calling into them to let them know what's going on, other than the fact that it got rear-ended by someone or hit somebody. Other than that, my car, before the last 10 years that I'm aware of, has never called in my insurance company and ratted me out. Not saying mine doesn't.
Well,
know.
It did.
Was
I can tell you. I can
well,
tell
Kit
you
was
where it did.
Was a fucking
Michael, you really should be slowing down. Michael, why are you doing cocaine? Michael, you shouldn't be touching that underage girl. Yes, I no Kit was a
your
fucking
car, but your car did before.
How?
Because when you registered your car with your car insurance, you told it the make, you told it the model,
okay.
you told it the color, and all
just
of those
because
things,
they use those things in an algorithm.
You let me know when I can
cuz I know
you
what
why.
You're going to say
what
but
am
that
I
does
say?
Not that does
What am
that
I
the
say?
Make, the model, the color of the car all indicate how someone's going to drive by the statistics that they go ahead and go into. Right?
Yes, they
okay.
use the
and
statistics
probability
and probability and all these weird math things. I know math is crazy.
That's why red cars are always higher fucking insurance
because it's math. Because it's math, and statistically, people who drive like assholes tend to get more in accidents. Therefore, statistically,
well,
you might have a higher insurance.
Proven untrue.
Okay, listen. Meanwhile, stick with Allstate for 27 years and don't ever change your policy, and then you get put into a smaller group where it doesn't matter. You can total 5 cars and your insurance rate don't go up.
That's fucking insane. Now, it didn't change
but now,
when
wait.
You got a new car?
Nope. Oh, yes. When I get a new car, it does go up a little bit.
Okay, so wait a minute. How many years have you had this policy now? And in this amount of time, you've had how many cars?
28 years?
28 years, and you've only had what? How many cars have you had?
9 cars?
Oh, look at me. How the fuck would I know?
I'm
so wouldn't it have gone up every car?
No, not every car.
It doesn't matter.
Some
you know
cars
what?
Go down.
What do you pay a month in insurance?
Well, that's not a fair question.
What do you mean it's not a fair question?
Because I have a 17-year-old on my insurance.
Yes, you do.
So before my child, with my two cars that were under 4 years old between the two of them, I was paying $320 a month for full coverage. Like, I could run it into a wall and they'd give me a new car. full coverage for like
really
320.
Good. That's really good.
Now with a child.
Oh, I know where you're going. You told me about it.
1150.
Now don't you have like four cars?
I do. I do have four cars. One of them's like not really driven a lot, so supposedly, so allegedly.
Allegedly. Luckily, the insurance companies don't listen to the podcast. Put your child on.
But that's why I do the DriveWise, and that's why I have my kid do the DriveWise and Jen do the DriveWise, because if they're driving good, then it lowers your rate. It does. You actually get credits back and stuff. No, I literally signed my wife up. I signed her onto my insurance with her car. The next day, literally the day after she signed up, the tree in her front yard fell on her car and crushed it, and they gave me a whole new car. Brand new.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ouch. I was like, ooh. They made a bad investment there. No, but that's what's that's what insurance is supposed to be for. And honestly, like, I mean, maybe your rate should go higher if you drive more recklessly, or maybe it shouldn't. I don't know. What is fair?
Well, one has nothing. For me, it has nothing to do with the other. If reckless equals accidents, then you're going to end up paying for it in the end anyway. But if safety does not necessarily equal slow, then it doesn't really, I don't know, it doesn't necessarily matter to me. But I don't want to pay for something.
Drive fast, take off fast, you know, stop short.
Oh, no, I know. I have the Allstate DriveWise.
And if you never get into an accident, you're never fucking putting in a claim, so why would they just automatically charge you more?
And I don't want to pay for something that's going to fucking rat me out.
I put the DriveWise on my phone. It's an app that's on your phone. So you can go back through and say, I wasn't driving. And it disregards them all, and it drops them. You sped home one night, that wasn't me. Disregard this one, and it drops it off.
What's the point?
Because the point is when you drive good, it lowers your rate. You get credit for that.
I'd rather get credit for not having an issue.
It encourages you.
And stuff like that.
No, it encourages you to drive not crazy.
Well,
it's the whole point.
To save money.
Right. So if you drive safer, you save money. Yeah.
I don't want to pay for a car.
Okay, here's another fun statistic. That it, once you have one claim, you tend to have 3 to 4 claims after that first claim. And that statistic as well. So you could drive like an asshole your entire life, never have a claim, and never have a claim. But you could drive like a perfect person driving all the time.
So they
as
might
soon
as well,
you hit that, as soon as yeah. you have that one claim, you might have a second.
So
or
they
a
might
third.
As well, once you hit that one claim, just raise it for 3 claims and
here's,
hit
well, the
your
other,
bets.
But the other thing is, what are the claims? What are the claims, though? Are the claims something you did, or are the claims something that happened to you? Like I said, the tree fell on her car. She had no control over that. I mean,
she had control over the chainsaw.
True. Now, I mean, yes, she shouldn't have parked there. She should have let me park my car, so I got a new car. But hers was the new car. Mine was the old one. But we're not going into that.
Oh, I
but
do
anyways,
remember that.
The point is that, you know, we didn't know the tree. I knew the tree was going to fall. That's why I said, don't park your car there. Let me park my car there. But she insisted. But she got a new car out of it. It's all right. It's fine.
You're not bitter.
No, I'm not.
Jealous,
but my point is, she drives like a grandma, and she had a claim. Totals a car. Guess what? She totaled another car. Drove through a puddle. Water got back up into the engine. That's 2 cars she totaled in like within like 2 years on my policy. My rates didn't go up at all. And I got 2 brand new cars. So it's not, it's the, and she, again, on her DriveWise, way better than mine, for sure.
I'd still rather not buy a car that's going to rat me out for shit.
Well, good luck, because they're all going to rat you out now.
Yeah, so. That's another thing. I don't want to pay for fucking shit that I don't need. Why
well,
pay
you know
for
what?
A backup camera or so all these chips?
So, Ed, why be part of the problem instead of just be part of the solution and just start using public transportation?
Oh,
right?
God, no.
Because if you start using public transportation and get rid of your car, then you will be part of the solution. You'll be adding to the...
Well, since you like to save money so much, why don't you do it?
So I bought an electric car. It saved me a lot of money. And I got free self-driving for a month.
Oh, do you really?
It's not self, it's autonomous. Wait, you still have to be in control.
There is no free will. We already
know. There's
no
free will. We already know there's no free will.
That was episode 85, the episode where we just crushed Ed's dreams and there's no free will. It's all right. All my mistakes are totally destined to be.
Yeah, so don't feel bad about them.
That's right. Not going to feel bad for all of them. Luckily, I have the help. And cocaine was that. It's one thing Foggy's not. Did you guys see the new Deadpool Wolverine commercial? That's
one thing.
Foggy said no cocaine. Are you kidding me? How about all the. How about Bolivian marching better? Yes, they know all the terms. And then they go through like a list of like 8 different phrases for cocaine.
I just watched super the funny. First one again.
The first movie?
The first Deadpool again the other night with Jen, because I wanted her to watch the new one, and she refused to watch the first two. Because why? I insisted on taking my child.
I saw the first one. You know what? 5-year-olds are really not supposed to be in.
He was 5.
No, here I was. I was going to give.
When did
the
first one come out?
2016 or 2015. I saw it in England.
He was 9.
I saw it in Manchester, England.
He was nine. Why?
Why?
I don't know. Violence.
Yeah.
Bad words.
You have questions?
I don't know.
You have questions? Ask me about it. I'll talk about it.
No, it's called Nightmares and Trauma. But what? I'm just
from
saying
a,
this
from a TV.
From the blood and guts, the decapitation.
Fantasy.
Of course it is. But
yeah,
fantasy with like little fairies and a little cartoon dragon that you ride around. It's a lot different than when Deadpool put the lighter in the thing, put it in his mouth, closed his mouth and said, I've never said this before, but don't swallow. And then shoved the guy out the car, he round up
and
on
you
the
think
thing.
A 9-year-old's gonna get any of those contacts?
No, but he can ask you about them, and I'm sure you're happy to tell him why swallowing is a funny joke.
He would not even know to ask that because it's not even going to register. That's my point.
So why do
okay,
we
well, that's
MPAA?
Good. How about
why does
the
MPAA
the
exist?
MPAA?
The Motion Picture Association of America. With the ratings and stuff like that.
Oh, listen, I remember listening to something about this 10 years ago, and I can't remember it all, but it's pretty much a joke, by the way. And the people that are in control of it, you don't even know who they are. You're not allowed to know who they are. It's a complete joke. All of that. The rating system.
Most
government
bodies
are. It's to make people feel comfortable with saying, but here's the thing. You should be comfortable with your child enough to be able to tell them what is or isn't appropriate when they have the question. Because if they don't have the question, they don't. It went over their head. They didn't know about it.
Or they have the question and they just don't feel comfortable asking.
I don't know. I don't think that's true at all.
I think you need to go talk to all the people that want to ban all the books.
Well, they should not ban any books. My nephew wanted to. What was that? Is it Mein Kampf? Is that
the one by Hitler?
Yeah, Hitler.
It's Trump's favorite read.
Listen, my nephew wanted to read it. He wanted to read it, but my nephew's also a huge history buff.
Right.
So
he's a huge what?
He wanted history to read buff. It for the context of history.
Sure, maybe. I don't know why he wanted.
Anti-Semitic,
but my mom was like freaking out, and I'm like, no, go. And like they made a huge thing about it. He ended up getting it. He read like half of it, and then like turned it back in or something. Like I don't even think he got through the whole thing because
that's all right. The government won't realize it.
Won't realize what?
That once he's checked it out, he's always checked it out.
No, mate, look, he either had one of two things. He was either curious and wanted to understand, or he was trying to create a shock factor.
Or he really didn't like the Jews?
No, he's not hateful. He's not a hateful person. I personally think it was the shock factor, and I think that when somebody wants it for the shock factor, you go, okay, go ahead, read it, have a fun. And he didn't finish it? Why didn't he finish it? It's probably boring as fuck. He's probably realized, like, oh god, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Jared, this is
all crazy shit.
Yeah.
I never read it, so I don't even know. Mm-hmm. Now I think maybe I should, so I understand. No.
Anyone else not read it? No.
I never read
it. Well, I know, like, I think he talks about how he ties his shoes, right?
Yes, and little Nazis. You've only said that joke, and I remember this at least 4 times, at least, right?
It's
on
so
this
funny.
Podcast.
All right, maybe at least two. At least two. Probably three. Three times.
It's pretty funny to me.
I don't know. Sorry.
I can't imagine why. It's only funny to people of this height. Yeah. I didn't do the salute. I'm just kidding. It's a visual joke that I did not do.
So Israel-Palestine. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, they need to figure it the fuck out. Them
they haven't
and,
figured
and,
it out in fucking forever. What makes you think they're going to figure it out now?
Exactly. Well, remember my what I was suggested, right? Everybody remember what
giving,
I suggested?
We should stop giving them where? Well,
no, my suggestion was kick everybody out.
Yeah.
The sandbox is off limits, and then we're going to give it to Disney, and then Disney is going to open a whole new theme park with all the different...
A whole new world.
A whole new world. And there's a little area for all the religions. It'll be super fun and super safe because everyone will get a pat down. It'll be super great. It's gonna be great. Go Disney Middle East. La 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 la.
I wonder what freaking it's a small world will look like then.
Well, it's gonna be a whole lot smaller. Small world, motherfucker. It's a whole new song. Everyone going around in little Pope mobiles because they're bulletproof.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear about the president of Slovakia getting shot today?
No, I did not.
Attempted assassination. 71-year-old man was going up like he was going to shake his hand or some shit, and opened fire on him. And he's critical, man. He may not pull through.
Should have stuck with the Czechs.
That's terrible.
Oh yeah, poor Slovakian. Probably butchering the name.
Slovakia?
No, Slovakia is the name of the
country. I'm not sure which one's worse. Go on.
Oh.
I think it was a genocide thing. I don't know. Go on. All be winners.
It's 2024. Why do we even have wars?
Oh,
we
shit.
Have our borders.
What? I've been signing my checks wrong for 6 months. No, fuck, go on, sorry.
Still use checks?
Like, look.
Fucking boomer.
Thank you very much, yes.
The borders are what they are. Deal with it. Like, why does anyone feel the need to, I mean,
because of God. For the whole reason why fucking everybody's been fighting for fucking millennia.
Is it nobody, God or is it
nobody,
power?
Nobody told them there's no God?
I think that's why
we need the aliens to come. And they fucking stop that shit.
What do we do to go out there and like put a little sign up there like
a
little help?
No.
No, they're already here,
like,
how do we get them to come to us instead
of the
big powers?
Can't figure out how to like not fight with each other. Fuck you, we ain't touching you. We're not coming down there to give you...
I think all they do is come down and touch
invasion. Invasion for what? We're not going to have any fucking resources for them to fucking take.
They're already taking them. I think they've been taking them for decades.
No.
Why do you think we collect gold in one area so they can come down
there
and
use it
for
space travel? Why would they come here for resources when there are so many more resources in the universe? If you have intergalactic travel, you don't need to come here to get something.
What if it's time travel? What if they're us and from the future? They can't go to other worlds, but they can go here in the past and grab shit.
Did somebody invent a time machine yet?
I don't know. Maybe.
If nobody invented a time machine, then don't worry, they can't make it back here. You can't travel past the invention of the time machine. We've already established this. If we created a time machine today, we could go back only moving forward. You can't go back past it.
That would be back in the
forward. Yeah, because that would do it.
You can't go back before the invention of the time machine.
Okay. Well,
why not?
Hey, if we're inventing made up shit, I'm gonna invent a time machine that goes back beyond the invention of the time machine.
Because
what
the actual
fun would it be to only go back to where you already were?
Right. So the only way a time machine could, by the way, it is possible. The only way a
it would
time
be only
machine,
a forward machine and then back.
No, no, no.
The
it's forward a, it's a
is
time,
easy. Go
okay.
out to space and you come
so
back.
So actually, let's here. This is perfect because I have two of these cans. So,
all right, it's a visual one, everybody.
It's a visual on a podcast. Great visual. So this is the time machine. You invent it here, right?
And it creates
now, and this is time. Time's moving forward.
Keep a line.
So here I am in the future, with the machine that I created.
Yes, Neil.
And the machine creates it's like a save spot. So it's like a save spot in a game.
It's like
so
you can go back.
Right, you can go back to where you saved. You can't go before you save.
You can't respawn before you die.
This right. isn't one theory of making up a time machine.
No.
Well, what if you had a real time machine? Were you able to put in the year and you just go back to that year?
How is that a real time machine?
Well, because once
how is yours a real time machine?
Because the physics are possible to create a time machine. And once you create it, it is possible to go back all the way up until the point of the creation of the machine. The physics and the math are there to make that possible.
So I heard something online. So this guy.
So you can only go forward.
I heard it online. So it's obviously true.
What if somebody get a time machine that just goes back?
All of a sudden, right? He's in his place. He disappears.
They can't figure out the physics. Sorry.
Sometime in the 30s, a guy appeared in a tube on the beach in California dead. That's all I have.
The Russians dropped him out of a plane.
Apparently, it was the idea was that.
Might have been D.B. Cooper.
D.B. Cooper.
Until we have an actual working one, it's still Yeti in the mountains, right?
So it's look,
it's Yeti in the mountains. Hey, it's possible.
Find this conversation abominable.
Look, do we know? Can you do the math on, like, a black hole?
I'm sorry, wait. Math, that's super fun. Let me get my shoes off. I'll get up to 40. Go for
right.
it.
Right. Okay, not you, per se, but as a human species, our science and math is to the point where we have the math that can prove time travel, but it can only prove it.
We don't have the energy to do it.
We don't have the energy, and you can only do it from the starting point of when you create the energy to make it possible.
Which doesn't seem like much, but 300 years from now, if you can go back 300 years, it would be a lot.
Right, if we could create one now, 300 years from now, you could go back to now.
Go back 300 years.
Right.
So that would be impressive.
In 300 years. But for the time being, everybody would be like, dumbass, it's a door.
Well, it's the same concept. Like, why do we send out probes to the outside of the, outside of the of the edge of the galaxy? Because
what do those
literally
send back to us?
Solar system.
So what do they send back to us?
Eventually they'll get to the edge of the galaxy, but we won't be able to talk to it. It'll take
a
lifetime.
We'll be dead.
Well, these are all things that take like 80, 100, 200 years to accomplish. So we put these. Experiments into
in the atmosphere, the ether.
I got a little high.
You did get a little high.
Thanks.
Ether.
You're supposed to do this afterwards.
You're supposed to help me with the words. Sorry.
What are the words that are coming out of your mouth?
He's not listening. That's the problem.
The ether?
If you were listening, you'd be able to complete the sentence.
We put these things in motion.
Thank you. In motion.
Yeah,
there
I
you
got
go.
You.
In motion
I just
now.
I just want to let you hang.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. Put them in motion now, and in 100 years, we'll get the answers.
Right, we
forward thinking.
Won't get the answer.
Well, that's one of the
but our ancestors.
Right, and that's one of the
it
great
would be the ancestors.
The great things about humanity is we are able to forward think as a species. Look at the cathedrals built in the Middle Ages; like those projects took generations to finish.
Yeah,
and they were forward thinking enough to say, "Hey, we want to do this." For whatever reason.
We're not going to see the fruits of its labor, but other people
will. Other people will.
Society will.
And we'll show how great we were able to, we came up with this and then it took so long to do. I don't know. I think that's impressive.
The pyramids, all that shit.
No, that was aliens.
I think the Wright brothers wanted there to see us.
Maybe not aliens. Maybe a higher society than we have now.
Well, I don't know if we can get much higher than you are now.
That's true. Speaking of, where'd that pen go?
You could if you really
I'll
wanted
take
to.
Another one. Twisted my arm.
So did you hear Trump and Biden supposedly agreed on a debate? That'll be interesting.
Apparently two. June and September, I heard.
Ooh.
That should definitely be interesting.
The first one that I heard, CNN possibly.
I'm gonna just make it a
with no audience.
Like they can each walk like 10 paces.
turn around.
Yeah. Well, getting them each walk to 10 paces would be the first.
Well, that would be the thing. Hopefully they both collapse and then we don't have to fucking worry about this anymore.
Well, then we're sucking that's worm brain. Point. Oh, that's the
oh,
other thing.
Oh, God,
how
Lord.
About JFK don't even Jr.? Start. How about JFK with the... not JFK.
Anybody.
What's RFK Jr.?
RFK.
How about him and his brain worm?
Could any other halfway decent human run besides these three?
They can, but in 4 years.
No, they can't because it's too expensive.
Well,
it's
well, that's
money
there
it costs to run.
Well, no. Well, the problem is from the Democratic side, you're never going to beat the fucking incumbent. You're never going to beat the fucking. So it does. So people aren't even fucking trying now. They will try 4 years from now when he can't run again. You know what I'm saying? When he serves his fucking two terms and everything like that.
I firmly believe.
Nobody thinks that they could legitimately overtake the incumbent. So
I firmly believe that if there was someone, if he does, who cares? Then he's out for 4 years. Oh wait, no. Well, unless the next insurrection
overdoes
works.
His whole fucking thing, I don't trust him.
All right. Well, then I'm glad I have a gun. Right.
to fight off or to shoot
or
yourself?
Or to kill yourself? Yeah.
Check either, A or B or C. Yeah, I don't know. Whichever.
All of the above.
All of the above. Look, the reality is, it's not going to make that much of a difference. I don't think it's the right direction. I certainly hope he doesn't get elected.
Already,
it's not going to end the world.
I mean, not that I'm losing him, but women are already losing rights all over the place.
I'm going to tell you what it's going to do. It's not going to do much policy-wise. Our lives aren't going to change that much in the near future. No. But it gives legitimacy to all the freaking, you know what I'm saying, to all the
crazies,
people, right?
Jobs. Yeah.
Well, and it makes changes down the road. That's why it's important for people to get out and vote. And that's the problem, is that people don't want to vote, or people get too polarized about things, and they get too entrenched in their feelings about
I'm
team somebody. No, the media is part of the problem.
The
media
they're the ones that are polarizing. They're the ones that are driving the agenda of polarization.
And the fact that you basically have to be a multimillionaire to get a job that makes you $400,000 a year is kind of ridiculous. Like, you shouldn't have to be able to spend any money to run. And if the media would actually stop pandering to the people with money and actually put up, like, people that have something to say and can have, like, legit, like, debates that focus on the things that people that don't make $1 million a year actually care about, then you might see candidates that were worth voting for.
There needs to be... We need to get the fucking money out of the system. In
my
opinion.
How do you get money out of the system?
Out of the running. Well, you give a certain amount for each candidate. Every candidate will get a certain amount of airtime. And they can't put their own money in because, you know, fuck all you rich people. Because then all we're ever going to get are rich old white people, which is generally what we've gotten.
I mean, not to interrupt, but I mean, that's all well and good for, like, the election process. But then where do we sit as far as the policy making after that? You know what I'm saying? People could still be fucking bought off and votes can still be fucking paid for.
Well, let me ask,
when it comes to actually enacting shit, that's all well and good for the figureheads. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes down to the actual running of the country and the different policies that are made and the things that are enacted, you know, in order for us to move forward as a society, you know, if people aren't making money doing it, it's going to be very easy to fucking buy them off to fucking get them to fucking come up with something.
Well, okay, so let me throw this little nugget out there. And just because I agree with you, we should take the money out.
But they should be paid well enough that they don't have to worry about that shit. Like fucking, what's his name? The Supreme Court guy where Steve Carell was like, not Carell, what's it? Oliver. It's like, give you $1 million if I'm gonna step away, because that's what he was taking anyways. But they need to make enough that they're not, but they also have to realize that they need to make enough that they are not tempted to go ahead and
as
be swayed away from their...
Nothing, there's no such thing as enough.
Well, you know what? And that's the other thing is that these people need to also know that they are doing service for their country, and they need to fucking take a bite in the ass, because otherwise, in the private sector, they can make more money.
Let me ask you a dumb question. Do you think there's a difference between the President of the United States and the President of China? Maybe let me refine it a little. Do you think there's a difference between politicians in America and politicians in China?
Probably not. Probably not.
No. It's the same. Once you're in power, that power corrupts. And that's the problem. So how do you find the people that the power aren't going to corrupt? How do you find the people that are willing to just do it because they see what's better for humanity? And part of that is, yes, part of that is taking the money out. But again, how do you do that? If you want to give everybody free airtime, what happens when 10,000 people want to run for president?
So you have the different parties of those things.
Vote what do you mean different people? Parties of what? You have 10,000 people that want to run for president.
Okay, so those people have to get sponsored by one group or another.
Well, okay, but that's what we do already. You have to get sponsored by Republicans or Democrats.
So then go ahead and...
Well, no, we need to take all of that out. That's
so you say they have no parties.
No parties. And anyone who wants to run can run. Well, and then there has to be a system. So what is the system? How do we get to a system that can allow 10, 20,000 people that want to run? How do you vet
you
those
people?
You have
to have parties. I think the two-party system's a fucking joke.
Well, there has to be some sort of regulation. Because why otherwise, then it's a popularity contest after that. And then it's whoever has the most fucking followers on Instagram is going to be your next fucking president.
Right.
I mean, that's not going to help society.
But so how do we figure out a way to make it where people actually have to vote for people based on what they stand for and what their policy is. So,
the only way to do that is to present platforms to not people and then like have everybody submit their fucking platform, remain anonymous, and then people vote on the ideas, and then, oh, this idea won? Well, guess what? This idea was made by this person, now this
person
is the president.
With rank voting.
Okay. I mean, that's the only way you can do that.
With
otherwise,
rank voting.
Otherwise, it's voting for fucking popularity one way or the
with
other.
With rank voting.
That's the only way you can get people to vote on platforms and not any other fucking agenda.
And I like rank voting.
Is to go ahead and just put the idea that everybody remains anonymous.
With rank voting.
Presents their platform.
With rank voting.
Obviously, there's governing battle. You know, whatever they want
for
to
abortion, against abortion,
well,
for abortion,
I think
their plan moving forward.
Guns doing this.
Well,
whatever, and I
hear what you're saying, but I think really what you want then is you want someone, or you want a way, or when you choose who to vote for president, right? And we have three choices. Or when you go to the voting polls. Or when I go to the voting polls, how about this? Maybe
everybody
I should tell you what I do.
Different agenda.
Look,
correct.
You all can do whatever you want.
You do
when I go and get my ballot, I look at who are my two choices or three choices or four choices. I literally get on the computer and I start searching as much information as I can find out about that person.
Yes.
Where do they stand on the different policies? And for me, personally, because I believe that the environment is the only way that we as a human species are going to keep going, is the most important for me. So I look at where they stand on all the environmental policies, and here's the thing. That's like probably 60 to 70% of my vote. Now I look at where they stand on this issue. Where do they stand on this issue? Where do they stand on... And they're all... My issues are ranked down.
And
I will say that as much as I've been some pro-environment about some people, they've had other issues that they are so far to the other direction that I'm just like, yeah, I can't because that's dumb. Like, I can't do that with that. So
it's cute that you think that everybody that votes does that.
What? Why? How else would you vote?
People literally just go straight down fucking ticket party.
Yes, they
party
do.
Wise.
Yes,
they just
they
sit
do.
There and just vote for every fucking
really?
Republican on the ticket.
That's
or
all
every
they
Democrat
do.
On the fucking ticket.
That's crazy.
They don't
yeah.
even know
yeah,
half
it
the
is,
shit.
Isn't it?
They probably.
It is.
I guarantee.
Who teaches these people how to vote?
I would venture to guess that 30 to 35% of the people that are voting, that submit votes. Don't even know the platform that their person that they're voting for fucking supports.
All of that party.
Probably higher. I was being conservative because we used to have an older population. That was a conservative estimate. And you don't have to Kevin Smith it. You can talk.
And it's not even Kevin Smith. That would just be Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Until all of a sudden he blows
he
up.
He has the most profound thing to say ever.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And why not say, if, you know what, you're writing the motherfucker. Yeah. Why not have the best little speech for yourself and you place it and you tuck it in right behind him?
Yeah. So, but that's what I'm saying. So maybe, I have a good idea.
Yeah, but here was your question. Your question was,
he was all,
how do we
ooh,
get
ooh.
To a point where people are voting for the platform, right? And not for the individual. And that's why I said the only way to ever do that is to have the platforms up for vote and then have the person behind the platform remain anonymous. So it's not a popularity contest. There's no buying people off. It's literally you have to do your research and you literally have to go ahead and vote for what you stand for. And at the end of the day, the one that fucking wins, hey, surprise, this just happened to be this guy. This is Bob. These were his ideas. Well, guess what? Now Bob's fucking president. I'm not saying it's the right way to do it. I was just answering your question on how do we get people to vote based on platforms and stuff like that. That's the only way to do it without taking anything, without taking everything else out of it. It's just to have the platforms.
So then you would have to. So what you would have to do.
So
you would have to rank the platforms like pro
no,
and bar, like
you would have to vote. Which platform do you this one and cut this person's platform encompasses all this.
Oh right. Oh no list. Name. Just
right,
where
no
they stand on each correct. Issue.
Correct. And not each individual individually. This package. This is package one. This package has this. Or this is package two. This has this.
Right, well,
this is package
that's
three.
The individual,
this.
But sure,
and
yeah.
And
now
you're picking
yeah.
the package instead
what
of
do you
the
mean?
Person.
I mean, but you're still picking a person.
But you don't know who the fucking person is.
Right, it's an
you're
anonymous
voting,
person.
Not voting
it's not a popularity,
voting,
it's not a party
voting
thing.
A,
you're voting based on what you, on how you want the country to move forward.
Well, isn't that the point of the debates, though? Is
but
for
it's not,
to be able
it's still, as long as you have a person... You
nobody changes
have,
anyone's mind.
As long as you have a person and a party.
Well, you can still have the debates. And well, I could have, like, a blurred face
this,
and a robot
the,
voice.
Yeah,
this.
Like, nobody would know who was saying what.
But if you do that and you pick this and the person is, like, the worst person, you don't even know who he is.
But,
and
but
you
because,
end up being
but,
somebody,
okay, but,
something you don't even
was,
want.
Was,
but
why,
it
why,
is
why?
Because you're voting for it, because you're voting for that person's platform.
Right.
I understand that. But, I mean, you're just for their platform, but you're just not the person. You don't know.
But then what,
but
keeps
what,
that?
What does the person have to do with anything, though? That's the problem. People care about the person. It has nothing to do with the person.
But it does
it
nowadays.
What they want
ever
fucking,
since
ever
the person
changed
when they're president, they can change what they want to do.
Ever since we had FDR
yeah, but, I mean,
and video
point,
is
you
president.
Can fucking go ahead and get impeach him. Now we can sit there and throw in stuff like that. Listen, this is what we voted on. If you're not going to fucking take the steps to do this, this is just a fucking lie. Well, guess what? You're fucking out of there. We're going to get somebody else in there. I mean, that's the whole point. If we're talking about reworking the system, we're talking about reworking the system. We're not talking about somebody just fucking pulling the wool over everybody's eyes and just getting away with it for 4 years.
And the great thing is,
you
we
know,
can just
I
have
mean,
whoever it is be behind some AI configuration of who would look like a really good president. And then AI would come up with the visual of
oh, we
what
need to,
we want as a president.
Oh, Skynet the, should pick.
this whole thing, the best meme I've seen
wait,
lately
why do
was
I
John
like the
Connor.
First name would be
was the best meme I've seen lately was John Connor looking at the screen and the text saying, and he's looking at you making friends with AI, and you know what? It's so true because it's going to kill us. But luckily, I don't think it'll be within my time frame.
No, it's not really
the corruption,
yeah.
But the corruption,
okay.
The popularity contest, all that shit, because you wouldn't even know who you're fucking trying to pay off. You see what I'm saying? It's like that would be the only, if you want to vote purely on platform, that would be the only way to do it without taking the person, the popularity, all
no.
that stuff out of it.
And but here's the other thing too, and this is where I
that's the weirdest seven I've ever seen. That's a real seven. He's like
7 minutes. Well, I was trying to go with these, but my pinky's not
yeah.
so strong. I should have gone with
West side.
But he is. Now it's only 6, but that works, right?
It's not. Pinky's not really.
How about this one?
That's 2. Or 11.
Yeah, that's
or
two.
11. I might be confused.
Let the record show, Ed was showing 2 middle fingers. Or 11.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. You're looking at me. Why are you looking at me?
You were talking.
Fingers.
Yeah, but I was looking at you because you were talking.
You were talking. I was
no,
giving
you
everybody
talking.
7 minutes. And no, and then it came back on me that the 7 looked weird.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I have no idea what I was saying. I got high. Come on.
Son of a
really?
Bitch.
Seriously? You thought you were gonna not right, derail
so
me?
We have
53 minutes left on this podcast. You didn't think that
lightning bug,
anything would derail me?
All right, we have under 6 minutes. By the time I'm done with this, we already covered that Mike was back. We could talk about Trump's trial with back. Michael Cohen. We already touched on the bait. I think that Biden's gonna lose. The Dow has hit record highs lately. Homelessness. The aurora that's been going on.
Oh yeah, we missed it.
Do you know why that was?
So it turns out Dr. Keith and the Electric Mayhem were not fucking around back in 1981.
What were they doing in 1981?
You remember the original Muppet movie? Aurora Borealis shining over Dallas. Can you picture that? Fuck yeah, Dr. Keith. You were way ahead of your time.
I think you only wanted to do that because you have a pretty good Dr. Teeth impersonation.
I'm just saying, man. That's pretty good. It's the way to go.
Do you have more Dr. Teeth? And then we can just, like, end the episode?
I mean, we could get Animal in there on the drums.
Do you do an animal?
Robot, robot, robot.
Really? That was your animal? That's your animal?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I was going to do mine.
I don't want to, like, I'm not going to do that now.
Do it.
No, I'm totally not. Yeah. Now it seems like a lead-in.
Do Floyd.
Floyd?
Yeah.
The barber?
No. The freaking saxophone. The clarinet of the freaking guy from Electric Man.
I didn't want
to. The freaking...
You don't want to do... What about the Swedish chef?
I don't do a very good...
Beaker?
No. Don't do a good beaker. No, but my Kermit...
Is?
Awful. But my fingers smell like fucking pork. That was it. That was the button, dude. That was the button. My fingers smell like pork. No, you can't do it now.
It's already done.
But I really do think that was the button.
It's not Piggy's button. I am not in control anymore.
Oh, you haven't been in control for
me. He hasn't had free will for fucking
47
years.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're that young, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable. Oh. So, took a 9-year-old kid to see Deadpool, huh? You guys are going to go see the new one, though?
With Wolverine? Yes. I don't know.
That's what I'm most excited about.
I'm going to peruse VPK first and see if I can find a 4-year-old to bring.
Yeah. You can chop your arm off and it goes back.
Yeah. Taught him valuable life lessons.
Did he like it?
Yeah, he liked it.
Obviously.
It was funny.
And so
you just explain the things that they don't. If they have questions, you just explain it to them.
That's fine. Did you guys saw the second one then?
Yeah, of course.
So did you show Jen?
Not yet. We haven't watched the second one yet.
But she got through the first one.
Yeah.
What did she think?
She thought it was kind of corny. It is kind of corny. But it's funny corny.
Did she say funny corny, or she said? Oh my god, that's corny. Whatever. That's what she said. That's what she said. Are you guys going the opening night? You guys excited for it? Are you really excited for it?
I'm probably not going the opening night. You're going to go watch it. Though,
I cannot
right?
fucking wait.
I'm not going the opening night.
I will go whatever time I can go. I may take the day off just to see it as early
really?
As I can. Absolutely. What else do I have to look forward to, Jesse? What other than a fun Wednesday night hang with the boys? What else do I fucking do, bro? This is my life. All right, if I can go see
it. Did you watch the show Above Average on Prime?
No, I don't bother with that crap.
They did a whole
I watched Fallout. It was pretty good. I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it. But here's a question. So now,
yes, Mike in the front row because his hand was up the entire time.
In the timeline of this happens before Logan.
They don't say yet. We don't know yet. Technically, we don't know.
Because he fucking dies.
Well, from what I saw, they're not going to fuck with that. From what I hear, they're not going to mess with that.
From what happened before Logan.
Or different
Logan
timeline.
Is in the future.
Different timeline.
He gets pulled into the TMV.
He already went to him. He's like, you're the worst
TVM
of all the...
or whatever. He gets pulled into the fucking...
Yes.
The
multiverse?
Yes. He gets pulled into the TMV or whatever.
It's going to make it all sense.
From the TMI.
Whatever.
Didn't you watch the show? Loki?
Yeah.
What was that? The TMV or the?
Oh yeah.
Time variance.
Yeah.
Something. Or
yeah. Anything. Time variance management or something. Yeah. He gets pulled into that.
Yeah.
That's who pulled him out of his timeline to go fuck with Wolverine.
Deadpool's, and then he goes to Wolverine, which we don't know yet. But my feeling is it's going to tie it all together, and it's going to be just a big old love pillow of. Deadpoolness. It's going to be wonderful.
I think Ryan Reynolds needed a payday.